Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Adam Andis representing Sitka Conservation Society, and we have filmmaker Ben Hamilton. Good morning.
Morning, Holly.
So, Adam, tell us a little bit about what's happening at Sitka Conservation Society, specifically now that you're multimedia.
Well, for the multimedia, we have been up here for yet another summer. I think this is your sixth summer up here, Ben.
Yep.
Which has been great. We've got a ton of good video coming out. But specifically, next year is the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, which is really exciting for us at SCS because we kind of began as an organization with the designation of West Chichagof-Yacobi Wilderness just north of here on Chichagof Island. And as kind of part of that celebration, Ben and I have been kind of dreaming about this big project of doing a celebrating all the wildernesses in the Tongass. And this summer, it's kind of been coming to fruition, and we're almost there.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, we are welcoming you back.
Yeah, so I've been up here since 2008 was my first summer, and that was my freshman year of college, which has been a interesting journey since then, but I've been up here almost every summer since, and it's always an exciting place to come back to. And this project has been something that I have been, definitely dreaming about. Adam and I did a lot of wilderness trips a couple years back, and there's 18 wilderness areas that are kind of throughout the Tongass, and we had visited maybe five or six, and it was just one of those things that if we could make it happen and get to share this place, it would be awesome. So very excited to make it happen.
And where are you visiting from?
From Austin, Texas. Been living in Washington, D.C. for the last year and just actually moved back to Austin. So,
and it's a little bit of a different terrain and climate there.
It definitely is a different terrain and climate. Warmer, but I can't say I've really experienced the warmth because I've been up here every summer.
Well, and we're very fortunate. So being from outside of Sitka and filming, what's the different eye that you bring to the table?
I think that being an outsider, you're able to come in and see elements of the Tongass that you think that the national audience might be able to relate to a little bit better. The lifestyle here is so unique. People are so entrenched in local and community issues, and that's awesome. But that's also, it's also great to bring an outside perspective of something that might get someone down south excited as well. So I think that's been, a really big part of being out and filming and being able to see, okay, I think this is something that a general audience could really relate to and get excited about, as well as something that's going to get people in Sitka, engaged.
So folks are now able to see your films via YouTube. I know we have a clip of it on our website. As a filmmaker, I mean, what's your preferred? Do you want people to have small bites of Sitka, or would you rather have them go to a theater for an epic long journey?
Difficult question. I mean, I think it's a balance of attention spans and, I'd obviously love for them to just come here and experience it. I think the film that we're working on now is a blend of that, of we want to get viewers out and experience these wilderness areas and highlight the special things about the Tongass wilderness areas and the uniqueness of them. And a longer format film is a little bit better for that than something shorter. But something shorter is also really great. I mean, I've been shooting commercials for the past 2 years for the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau. Obviously, those are only a minute. So if that gets people up here and excited, I'm just as happy.
And you had a glorious summer to do some filming this year.
Yeah, so I've been filming throughout the Tongass for the past 30 days, roughly, in the field. And we've only had 1 day of rain in the field, which has been pretty insane. I'm struggling with that, only in the sense that I don't know if I'm depicting the Tongass perfectly. I hope it rains on our next trips, but it's been insane. I mean, it showed off for us for this film, and I hope it continues to as we keep shooting.
Is being a filmmaker expensive?
Yes. Filmmaking is very expensive. Everything from gear to just people's day rates are just out of the normal people's range of what they would consider to be average daily prices. Mm-hmm. Just a standard gear rental could be thousands of dollars a day. And you're dealing with months of rentals for a project like this. And then,
because you can't rent this equipment in town. This is all being imported.
I mean, I own a lot of it, but then I have to pay for that, obviously. And then, you know, we rent out more. And then there's just a lot more people on this team, too. This isn't just me. We have a second shooter who came out with a lot of the shooting and will continue to. I've got a producer who's working with me. We'll have an editor. We'll have people transcribing. We'll have people doing color correction, sound design. And so it's a very concerted effort. And to do a film right, you got to get good people, and good people also cost money. So filmmaking is very expensive.
Adam, how can you afford him?
Luckily, Ben loves the Sitka Conservation Society. He's been a long-term member, and he pretty much works for nothing. So... luckily, I think Ben really likes the Tongass, like all of us, so he's willing to work for a lot less. I hope I'm not outing you, Ben.
No, but we know that this is unique circumstances, mm-hmm. and that there are a lot of partners trying to get involved to get this story out. If people want to, I'm sure you still need money to finish the project.
We do. When we originally came up with this project a couple of years ago, the Forest Service was really excited because obviously, you know, they're the land management agency for most of the wilderness in the Tongass. And they, you know, had said, we really want to support this film. And they had, you know, a fair amount of money at the time. And then the sequester happened. And all of a sudden, all of the money, kind of the floor dropped out from under everyone. And so, you know, we were already kind of really down in the planning phases of this project, and we didn't want to see it just go out the window. So we decided, all right, well, you know, the Forest Service was still able to help us out with some cash and some flights and resources to get out to the field sites. But we decided that we'll just raise the rest of the money ourselves. You know, this project is too good. So we kind of got some donations for some of the parts of the film. And now we're fundraising the rest of it. So our goal is $45,000 for this film. The Meaning of Wild is the title of the film. And right now we're just a little bit over halfway. I think we're 56% funded, and we'd like to raise the rest of it. So if folks would like to donate, they can go to www.meaningofwild.com. And there's some great prizes if you sign up for even just $25, you get a digital download of the film. So that's really exciting. People will be able to get a good look at it early.
A little bit of ownership for sure. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Adam Andis and Ben Hamilton. We look forward to seeing more of your films in the future.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining me.